Welcome back to Mumblecore, our attempt at a movie podcast. And I'm Megan.
And I'm Charlotte.
Have I asked you the question, who do you think is sadder, a 45-year-old single woman or a 45-year-old single man?
It's 100% the single man.
Yes, exactly. Because 100%. I feel like, and I'm saying like they both live alone, like they both have the same income, whatever.
Yes.
The 45-year-old woman is like, she chose that. Like, she's girl bossing. She loves her cats. Like, she is living her best life. He is like somebody who just could not lock it down. Like, he was just,
yes,
he just like fucked too many hoes and like could not land.
I think it also goes back to my like world outlook is that men are always better off because of women, and women are never better off because of men.
Exactly. I was like, men need women more than women need men.
Exactly.
So it's like, if you're a woman and you don't have a man, I'm like, sick. It's an amazing life choice for you. If you're a man who doesn't have a woman, I'm like, you have failed.
Exactly.
And I know you're unhappy. Oh, that is like also my motivation for like being on Hinge. Is I'm like, the sooner I meet somebody, the sooner we can date for 2 to 3 years, and the sooner I can get a one bedroom.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason. I know.
The only reason people date are for a roommate that you actually like. That's it.
It's for being able to afford to like, have your own place, basically.
Yeah. That's about it.
I have to say, watching Jennifer's body, so comforting when she was like, I know you have to take laxatives to stay skinny. I was like, yes.
Oh my God.
She's not hot by herself.
Should we just start talking about it then?
Sure. That's allowed.
Okay. Because I will say, we watched Jennifer's body.
We did.
I hope that you and I are on the same page about this movie. I thought this was incredible.
I had moments. There were moments. Okay. First of all, I was scared. Like, it's listed as a comedy.
I was watching it, and I was like, given how scared Charlotte gets at the slightest
there were jump
anything,
scares. There were like a decent number of jump scares.
This is a B horror movie. Like, it's supposed to be campy.
Yes.
But you were, I was like, there was a couple moments where I was like, she's gonna be afraid.
Like, I was aware that
she's
it wasn't concerned. Yeah, it wasn't spooky to the same like serious level of like haunting things. But yeah, I was scared. Shit jumped out. There was blood. Everything was like creepy and like lit, like a Stranger Things episode. I was like, yeah, they're obviously like, they want you to feel creeped out. I had my hands in front of my eyes for some of it. You get it. Immediately, it opens. I'm like, Young Neil, yes, from Scott Pilgrim. I was like, love it. I'm here for this.
Okay,
the boyfriend.
It took me a long time to figure out who he was.
He's also,
and for some reason, my mind kept going, this looks like the dude from Sky High, which I knew it wasn't, but it also is because they have the same haircut.
Yeah.
That 2008 haircut.
The flow, the lettuce. The lax fro flow.
Was it called the lettuce?
Oh my God. That was like East Coast, the Cross Bros would be like, my lettuce.
I've never heard of that. That's horrifying.
Yeah.
But I looked up a picture of him now. He's really hot now.
I did the same
aged
thing and was like,
very,
oh,
very well.
He did a good job.
He did a good job. Good on him. He tried really hard. This movie resonated with you because of the line, we know you have to take laxatives to stay that skinny.
Yes, that made me feel good because I was like, she's insanely hot to a degree where it's
I
like,
will say,
your body to look like this.
Again, it's kind of like in Love Actually when I gasped when Keira Knightley turned to the side and walked down the stairs. The first scene that Jennifer Megan Fox walks down the hallway, I screamed at one, how skinny she was, and two, how low
her jeans
those
are,
jeans
and how
were.
Insanely good she looks in them. It looks like they were made for her body.
It's insane, and I screamed. Like, fully screamed. It shook me to my core.
Yes.
I don't know how she does it.
Good on
her.
But I will say she does have toe thumbs, which we saw in one scene, and I was like, okay, I feel better.
Okay.
This is all about making myself feel better for some reason.
I will say, I did not notice that, but I know that that's a thing that she has.
Yes.
Also insane that she's marrying Machine Gun Kelly.
That's really honestly a good move for her. I think he's insanely hot. I won't speak on it anymore, but
he's really that.
They seem good for
skinny each other. White man. Yeah, they do seem really good. Like, I actually do love them, and I think Megan Fox has made a comeback, and we treated her terribly.
I can't speak to that. I'm sure you're right. She was doing an interview with him, and the question was, like, what's her best movie role? Like, her what she's most proud of that she's worked on. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Jennifer's Body. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, are we supposed to be taking her seriously as an actress? Like, that's just a rom-com that she did in, like, 2009, and this is 2021. And she's like, that's the role I'm most proud of. I'm like, yeah, because you were also hot girl in, what, the Transformer? I just was like, you're not, like, a real actress, and that's fine. But, like,
except I think she's incredible, and I think this movie is actually genius and subversive.
She is very
and
good
I'm
in
obsessed
this
with it.
I'm not obsessed
because
with
I am obsessed with it. I was not expecting to be as obsessed with it, but I watched it and I loved every single moment of it.
This is by the writer of Juno.
It is.
That makes sense.
And written by a woman, directed by a woman.
It was, yes.
Is this quite possibly a feminist icon piece?
This is the only way I'll enjoy a movie, yes.
Yeah. I was obsessed with it. I think it's actually a work of art, and I will discuss why. But
please do. I thought there were some loose ends that could have been tied up. That confused me a little bit about the nature of the satanic ritual.
Yes.
What
okay.
Happened.
So I think it's one of the things if we can talk about the movie as
I'm not
just
concerned,
a movie,
obviously.
Which I will say, this movie was insane. That's another part that I loved about it. Is this movie is so bonkers and so self-aware that it is fucking insane that I absolutely loved it. The lines are so terrible. There are. The best things I've ever heard in my life.
They are quite good. When she was like, yeah, there's like a, you know, the classic aquamarine line where she's like, it's about a girl who's half sushi.
Again, cackled. I laughed out loud.
Okay, I did not.
So funny. I thought it was hysterical. I laughed out loud many times in this movie.
Really?
It's, yes. I thought it was great.
I
thought
it
was incredible.
I thought the scene with Amanda Seyfried and... Any scene with Amanda Seyfried and Chip was really sweet. I really liked their relationship.
Yes.
I thought it was really cute. I liked when he was like, we have to go to the formal. I bought you an orchid and it was $12. It's just, and she's like,
yes.
You're going to get murdered there, Chip. I love when his mom gives him like the lady's pepper spray.
Yeah, and he should have fucking used it.
He should have fucking used it. He also betrays her at the end. I mean, she like says that she's been cheating on him, so he's hurt. But I'm also like, don't go to that creepy place with her. Like... And then once you're there, be like, wait, this feels weird. I'm like, it should have felt weird back in the forest. That's your best friend, girlfriend's best friend. You get it.
Because, again, anytime any man is talking to Megan Fox's character, they should be listening to the words coming out of her mouth and just being like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Her character uses terms and lines that truly make me lose my mind. The fact that, one... Their nicknames for each other are Monistat and Vagisil.
That's very funny. And that's very classic being a teenage girl, which I love.
Yes. And the fact that the term salty was one of the more upsetting things I've ever heard.
Also fun, like lettuce. Like, it's like a teen thing that you're like, oh, we're all in on this. I like that.
Yes, but every line she says, like she said, I think it's aquamarine and it's about a half fish girl. I think she fucks through a bolt blowhole. Mm-hmm. Incredible. Hysterical.
Because it's both, like, incredibly confident lines and also, like, quite stupid lines, which imply, like, is very clever because she's never had to think before, ever. She's just like, I am hot and everybody will listen when I talk. And it's true.
Yes. And also, the other people, like, no one talks in a normal manner in the school. It's bizarre.
Exactly.
And, like, literally when, like, she's, again, focusing really hard on the term salty because it comes up so many times and I hated it.
And then
every
he
time,
tries to
also
say
loved
it at the end. He's like, you're
and
salty
you're
too.
Salty.
She's like, mean it.
Yeah. But before that, when Amanda Seyfried's character is saying salty is like, this is what it means. And he's like, and then
soy
that means you're soy sauce.
I loved it. I loved
again
it.
Screamed. It's hysterical.
Their little relationship was so cute. I loved it.
It's very sweet.
Because you couldn't tell if she actually like had a crush on Jennifer, which she probably did to some degree. But you also were
because...
she dream of Jennifer and she's sort of leading Chip on? It's like, no, she did love him. But like...
Okay. So here's why I think this movie is a true feminist masterpiece.
Okay.
So I think it can be seen in three ways. I've thought a
Only
lot about
three.
This movie. I've thought about this movie constantly since I watched it.
I watched it like 30 minutes ago. Continue.
Okay. So you've also thought about it constantly?
I have.
Because you've just seen it?
Yes.
Okay. Number one. It's just a fun popcorn movie.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe I'm going to have four ways, okay?
Okay.
No? What is your ghost?
Do what we'll you count
as
do.
We go. Two, it is a revenge or rape revenge story, mm-hmm. but told by women.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, the whole sacrifice scene, one, I thought that was creepy as hell, especially when they start singing Jenny.
Yeah, like, Megan's like, she got sacrificed over a waterfall. I thought that was creepy. Yeah.
Yes,
it was
very
creepy.
Teenage
girl gets stabbed by boy band members. I thought that was creepy, did you? Yeah, I did. I did think it was creepy.
Yes, it was creepy. And I thought, I was like, okay, so like it's a metaphor for like gang rape and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. then she like comes back to life. So then I love it because she just fucking destroys men everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I'm here for it. They all deserve to get eaten. And I'm fine with it.
None of those boys did anything wrong.
Nah,
she should have gone after the boy band.
Yes, but it is, that's why it's a larger discussion about the patriarchy.
Okay.
And it's a reverse of other horror movies being like, it's Jennifer's body, but the men are actually the bodies that are disposable in this movie.
Okay. Because
none of the men have good personalities. Mm-hmm. They're not fleshed out. You don't care about them. The only time that they're in a scene doing anything is to get killed.
Yes.
And I loved it.
It's
I was like, this
if there's a teacher,
is radical
but
and
cool.
I love it.
Yes. I like that the teacher just randomly doesn't have an arm. Loved it.
Okay. Actually, yes. That's my other thing
J.K. Simmons.
This movie is incredibly great and bonkers. Not explained once. Not referenced once that he has a hook hand.
That's okay.
It just is.
That's okay.
He just has a little hook hand.
Amazing.
And I was like, do you think this was an acting choice? Like, do you think J.K. Simmons got on set and was like, I love what you've done here. But I think we could bring this up a
I
level
bet it was
if
written.
I had a hook.
I bet it was written in.
But then, did something get cut? Or I would love it even better if it just was, like, in the character description.
No,
they were like,
they
has hook
like,
hand.
Yeah, they were just like, imagine if we just, this is a movie. We actually can do whatever we want.
I love
when movies do that. We know that.
I loved it. Absolutely insane. And also just other random things that happen. She is a pet ferret for one
yes.
scene.
She's like, and then she's like,
why?
Do you want some bologna? Never gives him any bologna. Asshole.
But
her name is Needy.
Yeah, okay. We do need, then where does that come from? And also I was like, oh, it's because actually Jennifer is a bitch and a bad friend, because second way mm-hmm. to watch the movie is that it's about toxic female friendships.
Mm-hmm. Obviously. There was fucked up
Obvious.
Shit in their friendship. There was like
yes,
sort of
when it's like obsessive and
out.
Messed up.
Yes, it was obsessive, but also like they were both mean to each other and like
blah, like blah, blah. All that friendship that you had in middle school that was super intense and ended terribly.
Which is weird.
Middle school or high school.
Yes, because you understand like obviously. Also her name is Needy because her name is Anita.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you understand that Needy's jealous of Megan Fox, obviously. She's hot. She, like, gets all these, like, you know, she's so
yes.
confident, whatever. But then you're also, like, Jennifer's probably jealous of Anita because she has a boyfriend who loves her. And, like, they're cute together.
Yes. And that's the whole thing, is that girls are in. Again, a feminist masterpiece, possibly. Mm-hmm. Girls are told to hate each other.
For
what instead
they don't
of supporting
have.
Each other.
True.
And so it's an exploration of that.
It's also just like nobody has it all. Like you think Jennifer has it all and
mm-hmm.
she doesn't.
She does not. She does not. And then also third way to watch this movie, maybe this is an exploration of sexuality and her coming to terms and Needy with being
mm-hmm.
gay.
Mm-hmm. True.
And having to confront that demon within her and accept it. Because it's not a demon. It's part of who she is. And then she absorbs part of the demon afterwards.
Exactly. She gets
incredible.
Yeah. Okay, my questions here.
Okay.
My first question is, like, why? Okay, so they're like, the fire happens. Is Jennifer supposed to be, like, hypnotized by watching this music? Like, why does she get in the van? And then immediately, like, mm-hmm. is she drugged? Because she, like, drinks that drink. And then she's like, we have to go in the van, Needy. And Needy's like, no, we're not going in the van. She's like, we have to go in the van. She's like, in a very weird state. And then immediately
yes.
gets in the van and is like, wait, this is bad. I gotta get out of here. Like,
dare I say, the answer is magic.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I believe
there was some weird shit going on when they were playing.
I believe there's some occult magic happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is the target and then put into a trance. I think she is also supposed to be shocked that there's a fire and people die in a terrifying manner.
That was a horror. I literally thought that I was like, oh, this movie's gonna be like fucking a camp. Like, this is gonna be a joke movie. Because that fire was insane to the extent that I was like, oh, cool. And then it like kind of was normal. And I was like, oh.
Okay. It was weird. I will say the whole Ahmed storyline of that
guy. Oh my god, like, right at the end that, too.
Yes, I was like, so we see that boy get taken out by a flaming beam. Mm-hmm. That man is dead.
He's
but
just
then
walking.
Just walks home.
And then she's
the
like,
other thing that's bizarre is there's this terrible, again, and I love this movie because it does not give a fuck. It knows that it's insane and I'm totally fine with it not answering any questions. None of these people stick around for the fire. Not a single person is interviewed by police. Everyone's just like, time to go home. We tried our best. Yeah. Like,
it's also assumed that like everybody dies, except for the two girls they know didn't die. And I guess the band. And also the thing about this... Okay, well, there's that element of magic. There's other elements of debatable magic that are also... Anyway. The thing that I love about this is that their ritual works. Is that they become famous.
Yes.
And then she's like...
I also
like,
think it's a metaphor... It's a metaphor for men using women to climb in life and then disposing of them.
True, but also
AKA
like...
AKA what they did to Jennifer.
They created a demon and essentially had no consequences. I mean, ultimately Anita's gonna go kill them, but like...
And she does.
And she does. But like, yeah, they were like, wait... We fucked this whole ritual up and yet still got what we wanted because we performed at this place that was like burning down. You know? It was almost like they didn't need to do it at all.
That's the point, dare I say.
Yeah, exactly. Because they still, I love that he's like, do you want to still be a fucking barista, Dirk? No. You want to be Adam Levine, fucking killer. He's like, you're right.
He's like, what do you want to be? Maroon 5. Maroon 5 for sure. Again, it's just insane.
My other question? Yes.
Oh, go ahead. No.
My other question is like, why does Jennifer tell Needy the whole thing? She's like, here's what happened in the van, blah, blah, blah. But I survived, blah, blah, blah. All this creepy stuff is happening, blah, blah, blah. And then immediately go like, you're crazy, Needy. Like, you just told her all of this. And then she was like, oh my god, you're a demon. And she's like, Needy, why are you overreacting to everything? See you at school. Like, what? I feel like she would never tell her if she were a demon.
No, because I feel like that's... Because they are still friends in a fucked up way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
She's all Jennifer
And they
has.
Tell... Yeah. Because their relationship is the only relationship that means anything. Also, what is... Is that a cat, it's a cat dying outside?
It wants to get into a room that it is closed out of, I think.
Gotcha.
I'm sure the door will be open soon for it.
Okay. The cat is unhappy.
The cat is unhappy.
Anyways, what was I saying?
They're still friends.
They're still friends, and they need to tell each other things.
Here's the thing.
And I also think, for the symbolism of the movie, it's a cathartic moment for her to explore her rape, aka violation, aka Satan sacrifice.
Yes. I just thought that scene, like, went nowhere. It was basically just exposition, in my opinion. She was just like, here's everything that happened to me, and we as the viewer were like, cool, thank god we know about this weird shit. And then she was like, I'm scared and I should call the cops, and then she just like left out the window.
I would have been fine if that scene just happened chronologically, if we went with Jennifer in the van.
Exactly.
I think you're right. I could see that. I will give it that.
And then
note.
It was sort of weird to reveal it, because then she was sure after like reading all of this. I was just like, okay.
Yeah, I think they were trying to go for a sense of mystery at the beginning when she shows up and eats that Boston Market chicken.
Which I was like, girl, you did not have to grab it out of the fridge that chaotically. Like, you could have taken it out, put it on the counter, and eaten it gruesomely. Like,
I
just
was
because
into
you're
it.
A demon doesn't mean you have to, like, crouch on the floor and eat a rotisserie chicken right now. You also just ate a man. So why are you hungry?
No, she did not.
She ate the man after she left Amanda's?
She ate the man afterwards.
That wasn't clear to me, but okay, I believe you.
Okay. I believe she ate Ahmed after okay. she left. Also insane that Ahmed is just walking home after getting hit.
He does not know where he is.
A literal beam.
Yeah.
On fire. Totally fine. But do love in this movie that no one reacts in a normal way to anything that is happening, and I love it. Like, mm-hmm. Jennifer shows up at Needy's place, a literal demon covered in blood.
Throws
and
up
like, oh my
black.
God, what happened?
Throws up black liquid, yes.
Yeah, starts violently eating a chicken and is like, my mom got that from Boston Market. You can have it, though. And you're like,
and her mom
what?
Is Amy Sedaris.
Yes. Randomly me. Just put in for like a photo.
Yeah.
And then when she calls her boyfriend mm-hmm. to be like, we nearly just died in the fire. He's like, whoa, crazy. Do you need me to come over? No, I'm going to go to bed. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. He should be running a la Adam Driver and Girls
literally
to her bedside.
Sprinting.
I'm going to rewatch that scene after this, now that I think about it.
The Adam Driver scene?
He like runs to Hannah at the end of season 2. Anyway.
But yeah, everyone is so chill about it.
Yes.
And then when fucking Jennifer's making fun of it later in school, being like, LOL, they're just dead. And then like Needy's like, you should be more sensitive. And I was like, girl, you literally walked away from the fire.
Yeah. I think she was in shock. And then it sort of is like, yeah. That part, mm-hmm. I think, threw me. Because there are parts of this, that's what I was thinking. Like, what was I comparing? I was comparing this to some movie. And I was like, this movie's just a lot heavier. They really go for it. Like, at the end, she's, like, wailing over her boyfriend's dead body. Like, it's not... Ultimately, this movie's not, like, cute. It has campy moments, but it's not, like, ultimately, like, cutesy. Like, we're making a joke horror movie. Like, they're making a real horror movie.
Yes, with camp elements, which I think is
I think I was, like, pick one. I was, like, are these characters upset? Are you causing her, like, to have a horrible moment? Or are you guys going to make out? You know what I mean? I was, like, does Amanda Seyfried care about this and this is bothering her? Or is she still like, okay, Jennifer's hot and I'm going to make out with her? Like, you would not make out with your friend if you knew she was a demon at that point.
Dare I say, symbolism.
Maybe
this is, that's why I'm like, maybe she makes out with the demon because she's facing her own toxic friendship that she is too obsessed with and
or
codependent
maybe,
with.
Ultimately, the pull of Megan Fox is literally just too strong for a mortal. Like, I believe that. I would make out with Megan Fox. Like, if she were...
Anyone would
yeah,
make out with
exactly.
Megan Fox.
She presented herself.
And she's hysterical in this movie.
Yeah.
The way that she delivers these lines, I was like, she's... possibly the actress of our generation. Who knows?
She doesn't give a shit. And she just, like, embodies a cool... What does she say at some point? Oh, my God. When the guy, the punk guy, is, like, trying to say something, and she's like, are you trying to ask me out? And he's, like, totally taken aback. And she's like, okay, go on with your pitch. It's incredible yeah. to me. She's just like, okay.
Every line that she says is insane. The other line that she says that shocked me when she said, oh, my God, it smells like Thai food in here. Were you guys having sex? And I was like, hold on a second.
Yes.
Something's deeply, deeply wrong.
Absolutely.
If
loved that
it
line.
Smells like Thai food, but I was like, incredible, hysterical.
Okay, three thoughts that are all tied into each other. The okay. first one, I will say this movie does a good job of setting up the potential magic with the fucking waterfall. That they're like, they don't know where it goes. It is a vortex that goes into the center of the earth.
Again,
no one,
incredible, weird thing that they decided to
yes.
do, and genius.
And the Devil's Kettle
absolute
is such a
genius.
Funny name for a town, and for a waterfall
so
that goes into a hole that no one knows where it ends. I was just like, okay,
yeah.
you're setting us up well to just... I didn't like that they opened with her in the penitentiary, but like...
I will say that it shook me to my core when she just fucking ninja kicked that
yes.
woman
across
the
and
table. I did not see that coming. Yeah.
I was like, okay, I don't love that. Okay, so it sets it up for magic, first of all. Second of mm-hmm. all, why are there weird moments where, like, they're connected? Like, Jennifer and Needy, like, when she's hooking up with her boyfriend and, like, the blood
yes.
drips from the ceiling. And then again, when she kisses Chip and she can, like, feel it on her lips.
Dare I say...
Magic?
Symbolism.
I was just like...
Magic symbolism.
I thought it was...
Because they are so codependent
yeah.
that they are like one person and they can't experience moments in their lives without it connecting each other.
I thought it was
because
she was a demon.
They can't do their own thing. There's also the other layer of this movie that she is a demon.
And my third question that's associated with that is like... Are we just supposed to read it as jealousy that like Jennifer... is specifically going after, like, men that are important to Needy. Like, when She's like, Needy's like, oh, I yes. like that guy, actually. He's cool. He's like a really nice guy. And then she's like, oh, you should come over to my house tonight. You know?
Yes, because this is why I think it's an exploration of toxic female friendships. Okay. Because they're
But why? Because
think about that friendship that I feel like every girl has had that friendship at some point in their like young preteen to teenage life. You know, where it's like you're kind of like way too close and obsessed with each other. You do too many things together. And then like you're constantly jealous and hating them for what the other person has.
Yes. And you both don't have a full enough life. So you're like, oh, they have this and I don't have this. And the other one's like, wait, they have this and I don't have this.
Yeah. So I think that's why Jennifer goes after people that Needy likes, because she's so obsessive and like protective of her friend that anything that asserts her as her own person, she has to destroy.
That makes sense.
So that's why she's killing Green Day Boy. I don't know what the hell his name is. Colin. And why she goes after Chip at the end, too.
And why Needy ultimately has to kill her.
Yes.
And, like, ultimately has to be, like... And you're like, okay, she wants to exercise the demons, but also it's, like, a cathartic for her to be, like, she has ruined my life. And it's... I feel like that is a lot of what high school, ultimately rom-coms, like, lead up to. It's just sort of, like, this moment of, like... what's the term? Wait, give me a second. Okay. Like, you've gone too far to go back. The point of no return. It's like you get to the point of no return where it's like, okay, you murdered my boyfriend. Time to die. Yeah. You know, where it's like...
Which she literally says, you fucking killed my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which again, every line of this movie is incredible. When she stabs her, she goes, my tit is incredible.
No, it's your heart.
It's your heart.
You dumb bitch, you don't know. Yes.
I love
it. And then the mom just opens the door and is like, honey, loved it. That's enough.
The one time the mom shows up.
I know.
Absolutely incredible. She's it's like, so
you're gonna kill me with a box cutter, good. You butch. Incredible.
Yeah, even your murder tools are butch. No. Every line that comes out of these girls' mouth, I'm like, magic. Absolute comedic genius. Mm-hmm. Absolutely insane. And I love insane.
Chip
too.
Chip does a really good job. He really goes for it.
Chip does use the term front butt, which I'm not a fan of.
That term I definitely used in high school, absolutely.
But that's the other thing, is it does feel so high school because they talk in the most insane way.
And I love that when like she's losing her mind and like talking about Jennifer being a demon, and all he can say, he says it so many times, he's like, you just seem a little fucked up. Like, can't articulate anything.
My favorite part that also made me laugh really hard is when she's like, you don't get it, Chip. Jennifer's evil. And he's like, yeah.
Not high school evil, literally
evil. Again, every moment of comedy genius, because they throw everything line away when she's like, so I was in the occult section of our library, and he's like, the occult section? She's like, it's very small, and they just keep going, and it's incredible.
I do love that when they drop a good line and they just keep on moving. Like, she's talking about
absolutely
getting
amazing.
killed, and she's like, they were really going Benihana on my ass, and then I blacked out, and you're like, okay.
Just
also
when she also gets she gets skewered by a pool cleaner, whatever. Yeah. I don't even know what those are called.
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, do you have a tampon?
Thought you again, were plugging.
Again, this movie's insane, and I loved every moment.
Every inch
it.
That she pulls it out, she goes, ow. Ow. Ow.
Again, I'm like, the fact that this was critically panned upon release is like, they were wrong. This
it has
is
become
genius.
A cult classic, though, so it's okay.
Yes,
I mean, the classic
yes.
for burning her tongue.
Why
does Needy wear that to formal? Why does she wear that dress?
Here's my question. I was like, are we actually secretly in the 80s? But then you're like, no, we have phones, so we're not there.
It literally was just like...
It's insane.
Nothing about her character led to that moment where she wears that dress and her mom does her hair like that. It almost just looks like she just got defeated and her mom picked a dress out for her.
Well, that's the other thing, is outfits, absolutely bad shit, insane. And I loved every single one of them.
The moment after, I think it's after Jennifer eats somebody and then she comes back to school and she's wearing like a heart... It's a
the
juicy zip up with
outfit.
The hearts on it. I had a gap. I was like, holy who looks like that when they wear that?
Anytime she walked down a hallway, I was like, she can eat any man. She deserves it. It's better for the world. I was for
My
it.
Question-
I think actually that's what she's doing to Machine Gun Kelly. That's how she's staying so hot. She's eating his soul slowly.
She is staying hot. And he looks like it's someone is eating a part of him.
So I think that's what's happening. Actually, this is a documentary. It's real. Jennifer's body is real. Oh, it's God. Megan Fox's story.
Did you see
story.
Like her engagement ring where he's like, if she tries to take it off, it like pokes her or whatever?
No, oh I God. Did not see
he
that.
He got engaged and there's like a thorn in her engagement ring. So like when she tries to take it off, it like hurts.
Okay, so then how does she keep it on? Because the thorn like protrudes as she puts it on?
Yeah, it's something like that. And then she like commented and was like, love is pain. And I was like, you guys are disgusting and I am obsessed with you.
I love it. Like this is, I will say I think it is possibly the hottest and most romantic thing I've ever seen is their proposal video. Have you seen it?
No. What do they do?
It's just one, it's under a nice tree, and I appreciate a nice tree, but they're by themselves.
Okay.
Which I did enjoy.
That's the best way to do it.
That's the best way to
be in love.
But he gets down on one knee, and she immediately gets down on, like, her knee, too. And I was like, I like this.
Like, to match him, or just because she's, like, overcome emotion?
Like, no, to, like, meet him at his level.
That's hot.
And I was like,
they do have a
that's
hot energy.
Really,
they have
that's, like, real hot
they took
energy.
Cringe to a level that is hot. That's how hard they went.
Just like this movie. I think that's Megan Fox's power.
Yeah. It's like taking it
so far. She can turn cringe into art.
Yeah. You take it so far that people are like, huh, that's actually kind of good.
Yeah.
That's so accurate about their relationship. It's just like, it's so bonkers that you're like, this is my dream.
This is incredible. Another moment in this movie that I have to talk about because I don't know how you didn't laugh. I laughed so hard. When she kills the first dude.
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically the second dude, because she kills Ahmed chronologically. But in terms
the teacher?
Of the movie.
Are you talking about the
he's
teacher?
Not a teacher.
No, when the teacher is. Are you talking about the scene where the teacher's like, it's really a hard day for everyone, and he hears his blood curdling?
Yes, that's incredible. Again, J.K. Simmons' hook hand.
Mm-hmm.
No, before that, when they're in there, and then all the little, like, fucking Snow White forest animals start to surround. And he's like, what's happening? He's like, they're here to watch or something.
Yeah,
and
she's like, they're ready. They're getting ready or something like that.
I was like, this is pure comedic genius. Like, the fact that there's a raccoon just chilling,
mm-hmm.
and then a deer is eating his insides afterwards. Incredible. I was like, this is what... why cinema was created was for this moment.
I feel like it was genuinely for The Matrix. Like, everything about movie making led to The Matrix in, like, and nothing...
Please explain.
Nothing will ever be better. It's just, like, it harnesses everything perfect about a movie. About, like, the ways that you can use, that you can, like, understand the world. And it's just, like, the ultimate story of just, like, we're all living in a simulation. And we're all
Wait, are slaves. You... So you're talking about the movie The Matrix. I'm not following
Charlotte,
the logic.
Are you talking about the movie The Matrix? I am. Yes.
Are you saying that cinema was created because of The Matrix, the movie, or
no.
it cinema was created in
ultimately
for
in
The Matrix, as in
the
real
the Matrix.
World?
No.
Matrix.
Of the movie, like
oh, they
the
created
concept,
cinema to get
they
to
didn't
the
know
Matrix,
it yet,
the movie.
But like the true dream of cinema was realized with the creation of The Matrix.
Okay, so you're saying
it's
the pinnacle of cinema
yes.
was The Matrix.
It's just the perfect film. It uses all of its resources beautifully. It doesn't try too much. It tells a simple, sexy story that, like, mm-hmm. resonates with anybody with a brainstem of just, like, what if yeah. this is all fake?
Dare I say this movie may be better than The Matrix.
You're though. Wrong about that. And also, it obviously includes incredible elements of, like, fight scenes and kung fu and fun bullet slinging. So that's what movies were made for. It was just to, like, look at fun mm-hmm. visual shit. And The Matrix kills that. And also make you think about life. And The Matrix kills that.
This movie made me think about my life. This movie had Jennifer floating.
Yes. And
which
then
they make fun of.
And then Amanda later.
Amazing. Amazing.
I love that. That is a classic.
Loved that. Love that ending.
That is a classic female friendship moment where he's like, she's flying. She's like, she's only hovering. It's not the same thing. Get over it. Amazing.
Incredible. So
You're
good.
Like, my friend would also undermine me immediately if I tried to hover.
Immediately. Being like, she's fine. She's not doing anything that's
literally
special.
You being like, Charlotte, remember you didn't climb the rock? And I'm like, okay. They don't need to know that.
Oh my God. The other thing about this movie that confused me, though, is when... So she goes and rescues Chip.
Mm-hmm.
She's really doing a vampire situation instead of a internal rip in half situation.
She's going to get there. They're in the water, so it's hard.
They're in the water. Okay, so it was the water situation. But my question was at the end when he's dying, which again, Amanda Seyfried deserves an Oscar for her performance in this movie.
She really
potentially
goes for it. Yes, I wonder.
She's incredible.
If he, who was once young Neil, then makes out with Amanda Seyfried, who becomes Mean Girls, and then Mank, and you're just like, huh. Anyway, I wonder if actors like sit at home and think about that. They're like, huh. Remember when I like did a teen movie with that insanely famous person now? And like, I don't know, he probably just like sits in his house or whatever now. I don't know what he does.
I don't know either.
Anyway.
But he's hot.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Good for him.
But anyway, what I was saying is then he's like, oh, I was already dead, but now I'm alive because I heard your voice.
What?
He says that line where she was like, oh my God, you're going to be okay or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no, I was already dead when you got here, but then I heard your voice and I like came back.
Okay, I did not remember that line at all. But okay.
Clearly you were not hanging on to every word of this movie like I was.
I was honestly too afraid, and enthralled. I had to look at my phone sometimes because I was like, I'm afraid. What's on Twitter?
Wait, what was the scariest moment for you?
Ooh, good question. When I was like aware that they were gonna like stab her in the satanic ritual, but like it was like sort of slow going.
The whole drive to the van, the entire drive to, like in the van,
mm-hmm. That was creepy.
And her getting more scared.
Because you didn't really know what was like, going to happen, but you knew something bad.
Yes, and that's also why women filmmakers and dealing with these issues where you're like, every woman watches that and is like, oh my God.
It's my worst
nightmare. That's like true nightmare situation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Megan Fox is incredible in that.
I think she's good, but I feel like a lot of the characters don't have any sort of consistent characteristic, like almost like Anita wearing that dress at the end, or like her mm-hmm. making out with Jennifer after she like just tried to call the cops, and then Jennifer being like, oh my God, I'm so gung-ho about going in this van, and then immediately being like, this is a mistake. Like, what?
Interesting, because you do love movies that make no sense.
I do love
and
movies that make no sense.
Like them to take wild character swings, mm-hmm. you know?
I don't know. Something about this, I was just like, so where are we? Hard to get my footing.
Also, Chris Pratt shows up.
I know. In a very...
That's a real, like, 2000s movie situation where you're like, oh, Chris Pratt, why are you here?
Chris Pratt, what are you doing here? Oh, you're playing a dude. Literally just a dude.
Just a dude.
Yeah.
The other thing is, why...
I love it. What? She's like, I have the cops in my back pocket. I'm fucking a cadet. I'm like, that doesn't mean you have the cops in your back pocket.
Again, an incredible line, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking funny. But my question was, why does Needy go up and be like, she is a virgin? Like,
yeah. Do you think she thought?
One, it is? No.
Okay.
She did not.
Then she sort of, like, I also agree. She probably didn't think. I don't know either.
But my thing is, I'm like...
Maybe she thought it was protecting
I don't...
Her.
Yes, which in true ironic fashion actually gets her killed.
But that's classic man behavior anyway. If you went up and you're like, yeah, she actually is a virgin, they'd be like, hot. And you'd be like, now I feel worse about everyone in this situation.
Because it is where she's like playing pinball.
Yeah.
And then walks over and she's like, actually, she is a virgin, which is better than sleeping with people like you. And then they're like... Hell yeah. And you're like, what just happened?
And she walks over and just immediately is like, oh, the shots are not the right level. And then just sort of stares at them for a second. And you're like, what? And he's like, we should go. And she's like, no, I'm going to hook up with these boys.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah.
So weird. But I loved it so much. Every single moment I was like, this is genius.
My biggest, like, okay, I don't believe this, was when Colin went to that house that was, like, clearly abandoned and just, like, goes for it. He, like, goes in through a tarp-covered window. He, like,
yes.
goes up and he just, like, he's in there for, like, 10-plus minutes and at no point is, like, this is a bad idea, even though all signs point to it being a bad idea. That was the point that I was like, maybe this is not for me.
I fully believe in my core, to my very, very core, that if Megan Fox told a man, come to this location, they would do
nothing
it.
Nothing would send him away.
Nothing would stop. absolutely that is nothing
what
would
I thought.
Him.
I was like, this is kind of weird that he's like walking into this like creepy abandoned house. And then I was like, makes perfect sense. It's Megan Fox.
Yeah. Again, the other thing is, though, no one should ever walk into a room with that many candles and not be like, yeah. Things are about to get bad.
Many candles and that there was like the same number of rats as candles. And he was like, perfect. This is the ambiance I want.
Yeah. I also do love that his line is, this isn't your house, is it? And you're like, my dude.
All the boys in this movie talk like that. Like Chip talks like that. I'm just being like,
which I love, and I think it's actually subversive and genius.
It's very accurate. They were just sort of like, I don't know. Sometimes to this day, boys will just say the dumbest shit to me, and I'll be like, okay. One time.
What's the dumbest thing a man has said to you? Not boys, not washing their bed sheets.
Disgusting.
Which I don't even know how we got to that point, but men are actually dirty.
Men are actually dirty.
AKA Jennifer was totally in the right. Yes. She should eat them all.
Men are actually dirty.
Yeah. Again, Jennifer's bot. Like, there's lines like that in this movie.
Yes.
Where she's like, yes, I am fucking people and you are not fucking people.
Even though she was, though. She had a boyfriend.
Yes, but I assume that scene was her losing her
virginity. Right. I feel like they're not fucking frequently. Yes. And she was not able to enjoy it because Jennifer was in her mind.
Because of the blood and the demons. But also, the one... hysterical because he's like, she's into it. These are noises that she's into it. And the second one is, and he's like, yeah, I was inside of you, I had sex with you
for four minutes. Yep. I did love that, like, she was like, at some point, like, visibly sobbing. And he was like, oh my God, does it hurt? Am I too big? And I was like, you said that with glee, my dude. Like, stop.
Yeah.
She's going through it.
Yes.
You're thinking about yourself. Yeah.
But while she was having sex, she was eating Colin.
She was eating Colin, and also she was, like, weirdly having visions of, like, her and, like, the man she originally killed.
That is true.
And the blood dripping from the ceiling.
One more thing about my body image issue to bring up.
At this point, none of this is all getting cut out.
No, we have to keep this part. Okay. This part matters, perfect. Okay?
I'll cut it in the beginning. For no reason.
This is just the intro now. When she's eating Colin, mm-hmm. they do a shot of her shadow. Mm-hmm. And it's the skinniest shadow I've ever seen in my life. Literally. All I was thinking is, like, I've never seen a flatter stomach of someone being horizontal. Yes, it's like, I think it's a play like, oh, like, she's on top having sex with him, but instead of that, she's eating his intestines mm-hmm. is really the
but
vibe.
You were just like, imagine if my shadow were that skinny.
That's my, again, where I'm like, I need help. This is not good. My mind was just like, can you imagine if your shadow was that skinny? Like, can you imagine?
Can you imagine if you blocked that bit of light?
Can you imagine if you were on all fours eating a man's intestine?
Yeah.
And your stomach was as flat
as if you were laying on your back.
As if you were laying on your back and gravity was working with you. So anyways, you better not cut this because this is important.
Important. I remember in middle school, like, I was like sunbathing with my friends in like 8th grade. And one of them was like, I love sunbathing on my back because you're always skinny when you lay down.
And that is the wisest words I have ever heard.
You're always skinny if you're on your back. Yeah.